Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and it is the closing day special. So this is featuring episode 61, Ashley Scott. She's going to be talking about the vision for buying land. And yo, it's an incredible episode. Really, really good. Episode 61. So buckle up for some amazing gems about what it's like to buy land and what it's like to develop it for a community. So let's get into it. Hope you got your pads ready.
I never thought about like building a city, building a town. And I, you know, most of us probably never thought that far, but y'all are doing it. How did that come together? Like what's the backstory of that?
Yeah, it was very much something that I have always said in conversations with my friends, like we need to come together. We need to collaborate. We need to purchase, you know, land and we can farm. And I've always had this idea of intentional community of what we could create together. And when all of the momentum of the social injustice movement kind of took place over 2020, it really sparked people's desires to not just wish and hope and think about, okay, what can we do together? When the viral meme about Toomsboro, a whole city for sale for $1.7 million, when that hit, it made us say, okay, you know what? This could be something that works. Like we could all come together and buy a town. And we went and we checked out the open house and we seen all these Black investors and real estate agents. People came from North Carolina, Florida, and all over Georgia to come see Toomsboro, Georgia, and rural middle Georgia. And me and my friend Renee and my friend Q were there too, because we wanted to be in the mix. We wanted to see what was going to happen, if this was a potential possibility for our people. And while we were there, we came and checked out that 96 acres of land. And we were like, this is a smart play. When we got done seeing so many people invested in taking the time to come see Toomsboro, I was like, if nothing happens, I realized that, you know what, if we build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. Because for that little viral article to have brought all these Black folks to middle of rural Georgia, there was something happening. There's something to this. And so we literally was like, let's invest in this land. And if nothing else, let's see, you know, I got 10 friends. Renee, my partner, she was like, I got 10 friends. Let's see if we all can work together to buy this land. It was affordable. It was gorgeous. And we could see the vision of turning it into a place where we could farm and where we could teach our children how to hunt and build our retirement homes and put a lake on there and fish. Like we saw it immediately. Yeah. And so we were like, that's what we wanted. And that's what we decided we would bring people in together around that vision. And then that vision just grew and grew and grew.
Got it. I think what's so crazy about that is you went to see what everybody else was talking about. You went to see Toomsboro and you happen to stumble upon what ended up being the perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think that's just crazy. So you get there, you realize, you know, this could be a good opportunity. It's something we should move on. How then do you like gather the troops, if you will, like get the people together who are interested in this opportunity and then proceed to like start acquiring? What were those steps like after initially realizing like this could be it?
It was like everything they teach us in school, a PowerPoint presentation. So I literally, me and Renee, we sat down with a friend of ours who's a lawyer, and we asked her like how we should structure this thing, what would make the most sense. Because we weren't thinking about like, we knew eventually we might turn it into a cityhood movement, but we just wanted to buy the land and build houses on it and put a lake and, you know, a horse stable, a farm, a bed and breakfast, you know? So we were like, how do we make something like that work? And she's like, it's a business. Just start an LLC. And I was like, okay. And that's what we did. And so we started an LLC after we did the PowerPoint. So once she told us everything we needed to do, we made a PowerPoint. We laid out, you know, this is how much the land is going to cost. This is how much people's contributions would need to be if we were able to get 20 families together to do it. And everybody that we thought would be interested in it, we sent a text message out and invited them to a Zoom. And then they hopped on the Zoom because I'm a real estate agent. Renee's a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. People who have a business mind trust us in our community. So they knew when we said, hey, jump on the Zoom, we have a private investment presentation we want to make. People jumped on the Zoom and I went through the PowerPoint presentation and I wrote the vision. I made it plain. I let them see what it was going to be able to create for them. And it wasn't just a play like, oh, we're going to invest, you know, $5,000 and then we're going to make $50,000. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the play. The idea was we're going to invest this money and we're going to own an asset. And we're gonna nurture that asset for our family so that we can hold this asset in our families for generations to come. So that's how we approached it. We didn't approach it as a quick flip. Mm-hmm. We approached it as a long-term investment that would create a home base for our businesses and for our, you know, retirement and our future of having a sustainable community that we knew our children would be able to live in and be okay if they didn't want to do nothing else. They would have something that was theirs.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. And it's interesting. You talk about like a home base for businesses and so forth. I mean, it's kind of hard to find that in different parts of the country. You know, can you talk more about that and just kind of that vision? Because, you know, once everything's up and running and, you know, obviously I'm sure it's a process, but I feel like that is going to be such a key component to the community and to the city when everything is developed. So I'd love to hear more about your thoughts on that and how that idea has evolved over the past.
Absolutely. Month. So for us, it's about creating a culture, creating a space and a place where we're supporting one another, where our dollars are recycling, mm-hmm. and that, you know, we get back to that ideal of a Black Wall Street like the Gapwood District in Oklahoma, because that's who we are. We are empire and kingdom builders, and we just have not had a place where we are the owners and the play and really designing that community from the ground up. A lot of the communities that we have inherited were designed for negative impact. And what we want to do is create a community from the ground up with the intention of making positive impact for our families and the residents that live there. So the ideals that we are creating this community around is this idea that we support each other and practice group economics and collaborative economics. We shop local. We buy Black. We create jobs for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And instead of going outside of our community, we create a self-sustainable community that is economically independent. Because we're not just consumers, we're producers, because we have exceptional, brilliant, talented people within our community that when given the opportunity to thrive in a setting where we're consciously choosing to support one another, where when we know, like, we have $1.3 trillion that Black Americans control annually. Yep. There are 48 million Black Americans in America as we speak. But only 26 million out of those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that we control annually, 26 million stays in our community for only 6 hours. We need to create communities where we are consciously, strategically, and intentionally capturing every dollar and circulating it and recycling it as often as we possibly can. And that's the culture we want to create. We want to attract businesses and we want to attract residents that want to participate in a culture where we know our dollars never leave our community.
Yep. That's it. I agree 100%. So was it like completely raw land, just like grass and trees? Like, was there anything on it when you...
Yeah, just literally grass and trees. There's a tributary. There's a little water spring that kind of runs through. But that's it. Now, the land is rich with animal life, wild boar and deer. There's mullein and lots of medicinal herbs that we're discovering because Georgia has tons of great herbs and medicinal wild grown things. And we're lucky enough to have a farmer in our collective that is helping us to look and understand what the native species on the land is and how we can utilize that as our medicine. Mm-hmm. So just being who we are, you know, as organic people, creative people of the land and embracing that. Yeah. So, the land is just straight up raw right now. We do have on the 404 acres of land that we acquired old, like 100-year-old brick house that is in really good shape that wow. was used as a hunter's lodge. And so we'll be renovating that and turning it into an Airbnb/cell center for us to be able to give tours and help people who are planning on building custom homes and buying plots of land and freedom. That'll be kind of like the base for that.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards Program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.